Here's the word. I shared this yesterday with the clergy. So I'll share their wives. I'll share this with you. I tried to post this twice on two different sources and it wouldn't work Thursday. So I came to the conclusion there was warfare about it. So I still haven't figured out how to solve that problem. But here's what I got. And it'll post on Azure Wars eventually. So I'm going to turn around and show you. This is the way I saw this picture, this scene played out. And over here to the right, there was a voice. There was a presence in a voice, maybe voices, and there was a wheat field. And this wheat field, as I looked, these tall stalks of wheat, they were actually Christians. And there were thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of them. And they were all facing towards the right here. And I thought they were just facing in where they're supposed to be facing. That the scene was just played out that way. And this voice was so powerful that it was blowing their hair back and causing them to bend over backwards. And to bend over backwards means to go out of your way to accommodate something or someone. And what I heard the Lord say is that they're going out of the way to bend over backwards to accommodate. That it's voices that Scripture refers to Christians as people of the way, and it's not accomplishing the ways of Christ. But as I kept looking straight ahead, I saw this picture of Aslan, just his face, really. And this voice was low, but it was really deep and powerful. But it was kind of the background. The noise from this other voice was so loud that eventually when people in this voice had this powerful low thing. It's kind of low, but it started getting some of the stalks of wheat, the Christians' attention. And as they turned towards that voice, they were being transformed into his image. They all began to grow manes. They had their faces, but they were being transformed. And as time went on, more and more stalks of wheat turned away from the voice in this direction and turned towards Aslan's voice, and they were being transformed. And the Lord said to tell me that one of the things that's critical thing right now in this time for Christians to make sure you're listening to the right voice. And the way you can tell if you're listening to the voice of Aslan, it's causing you to experience transformation. Jesus is the way. You become more and more a people of the way. If it's not from the Lord, if it's not creating transformation, even if it's coming from a Christian, it's just sort of a shocking sort of thing, alarming word that's causing you to bend over backwards to accommodate it, then it's not God. If it's from God, even if it's a strong word, it's going to create transformation. Amen? Okay.